Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 it's that time again. It's Thursday at 4 p.m. and it's time for Johnny and Arnell Live and Loud!
Live and Loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Okay.
Just always doing a double take, yeah? Yeah? Finger tripped again, did it?
The listeners come to expect it these days. got to give them what they want. Hi, Pete. Oh, this is Johnny and Arnell, live and loud.
Hi, live and loud. Sun's out shining.
Tube strikes on, doll.
Yeah. We've both had funny ways of getting here, haven't we?
I walked through some estate. I don't know where I went to get here today, but...
Don't pretend like you've never been on the state before. Come off it. They were like, I know, welcome back.
I don't know you guys.
I'm better than you now.
Step back.
Wicked. Well done. Let me just get this bit of admin out of the way.
You got admin?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, guys, make sure you're checking out FUBAR Live from the Fringe. That's Edinburgh Fringe. And, check that out. Tomorrow's presenter will be Angela Barnes, and the guests will be Glenn Wall, Kyle Kinane, Jess Robinson and Brendan Burns, and that's from 12:30 to 1:30.
Ooh, sounds
boom.
Good.
Admin out of the way.
Done!
You feel like a whole load off now, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So look at that. Your shoulders just relaxed. You just sat back a bit.
Look at that. Look, it's comfy now. Look at that. He ain't got no bits of paper to read.
Absolutely. Whenever I get my admin done, I'm always feeling a little bit more sprightly about things. Oh, yeah, you should see me. I was terrible when I had my little temp job in an office.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd send a fax, I'd be like, oh, I'm done for the day.
Yeah, as soon as it hits 5 o'clock, eh?
Exactly.
Oh, is that a drink you're pouring for yourself?
Oh, to be honest, I'd do it in front of them. Yeah, hip flask. Didn't mean anything anyway, did it? Didn't mean anything.
I'm on my 15-minute break. I do what I want.
Yeah, exactly. Don't pay me enough. Minimum wage. Although it was better than my job at Tesco.
You used to work at Tesco?
Yeah, meat aisle, mate. Meat aisle.
Oh, yeah, the meat packer. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, cut my fingers up. Contamination and all that. So, but disgraceful. Disgraceful conditions. Honestly, never went back there again.
Hey, I was the Matalan box packer. That was me. I used to unpack the stock that came in and then just put the boxes in the bin. That was me.
Well, look at us now. Look at us now. End people. Moving on up.
Moving on up.
Like Heather Small once said.
Look at that.
So, you are listening to Johnny and I Know Live and Loud. That's with me, Johnny Cochran. Johnny.
and me, I Know Tomlinson. Do you know what? It's actually making me laugh now.
Good.
It's been going off. You know what? It's one of those things. You know when, like, someone just keeps repeating, like, a bad joke, and then suddenly it's like, you know what? It's cracked me. I got that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that. It's like that.
There was an air of resignation in your eyes there, which I particularly enjoyed.
No. It does bring a smile to my face. It's,
does it bring a smile to your face when it happens in real life? Someone goes, just a friend?
Not really.
No. Big shout out to all our listeners out there.
Yes. Hello, listeners.
We want to hear from them, don't we? Arnell?
Yeah. Hey, guys, you need to get in touch with the show, you know, because we love hearing from you and love hearing the stuff you want to say to us. So, if you want to get in touch, you can tweet us at Johnny and Arnell on Twitter, or you can send an email in johnnyandarnell@foobarradio.com.
Absolutely, and it tends to be that our listeners just love piling in with emails.
They do.
I'm sure Oliver's listening at the moment.
Oh, good old Oliver.
Getting name checked.
He better be listening.
Exactly. we want to hear from you, and we also... Well, let's just run through what's coming up in the show, shall we, Arnell? What's coming up?
Let's tell him. Well, first up, we're going to be talking about what's trending, what's been guaning, what's been happening in the media and social media.
Absolutely.
This last week.
Absolutely. The news stories that's been getting everyone chattering.
Yeah.
On the internet and other things.
On the interwebs.
So we'll give our little spin on that. I'll tell you what we'll also be doing.
What's that?
We'll be lending an ear. That's our agony uncle section where we... We offer our services as somewhat mystic kind of, you know, gurus being able to guide people on this dizzying little voice.
Nice.
I've
always wanted to be a black guru. That's nice.
Well, it's happening now. Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah, that's right. It's real people with real problems, and we're going to be answering them today. If you've got some as well, send your problems in. We've got a little A&E section too.
Yeah. Well, we just do it off on the hoof, to show you
just like that. Just off the cuff, we're just dishing out advice.
Bang. Just there's advice.
There's another one settled.
Apart from that, we've got a blast from the past section.
Ooh.
It's a blast from the past. And that's basically, in case people haven't heard it before, it's basically where we take a buzzword, and this week's buzzword is cars.
Cars.
So we're going to take that buzzword of cars, and each of us will come up with stories which that buzzword reminds us of, and then play a tune which... In turn, those stories remind us of that tune.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up.
I'm looking forward to that one, actually. I do. I'm really liking the blast from the past these last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's actually making me kind of recall things that's happened to me in the past, and it's like, oh, gosh. Sort of stuff that's happened to me.
Yeah, I
haven't lasted this long.
I tried to get it out of my memory.
I tried to block it out, but it's still there. Why do you keep telling me to talk about it? On air.
Yeah, we've tried to hide that stuff away. Usually we'd need a hypnotist to get this stuff out of us, but we're releasing it on air for these people.
There we go. It's like therapy for us.
So apart from Glass and the Past, we've also got a special guest this week, I know.
You what?
We've got an ultra special guest.
Oh, gosh. It's none other than Marlon Davies.
Absolutely.
Yes.
TV's coming into the studio. No?
TV's Marlon Davies.
Yeah.
I like saying TV's.
TV's.
Basically, he's been on TV, so.
And not everybody that comes in here has been on TV.
Yeah, most of them have. Well,
all of them. Well, even our mums.
No, we had a couple who, at best, they've sold a TV. Not been on it.
Won't be naming names.
Exactly. You don't want to say
they know
names.
Who they are.
You know who you are, aspiring. radio's your peak.
He's being harsh now.
No, it's nothing but love on this show.
I'm
nothing
so glad you're not talking about me.
you've got a button that I press for you. I mean, you get the worst probably of anything. But so basically we've got TV's Marlon Davies coming in.
That's going to be a thing now. We have to introduce everybody like that.
Well, whenever we can have TV's Marlon Davies, or if not, it would be Radio's Marlon Davies, or just Live's Marlon Davies.
You know, never know. Podcasts.
Yeah, podcasts, indeed. You may have busking, Marlon. That's a new level.
Good thing he's not here.
Right, so we also have our spoilers on screen section.
Ooh, I've been catching up with True Detective. It's getting spicy.
It's gone off.
It's getting spicy. I'm like, oh gosh, I don't know where it's going to go. Don't know where it's going to go.
It's got bonkers. I've seen a couple of programs this week as well. I watched new one, Humans.
Oh, the Channel 4 one.
Yeah, that's pretty decent.
My mum's been watching that. She keeps telling me to watch that.
You should check it out. And People Just Do Nothing, obviously, is wicked.
Fantastic show.
There was another show as well. I'll see if I can remember it before the end. But either way, we've got loads of spoilers on screen this
Indeed.
Week. There's absolutely no room in the show for anything
that's
else.
That's right. And like we said before, guys, tell us what you've been watching as well, man. So give us some recommendations for some shows that we might be missing out on.
Yeah, we do. We want to wear.
Don't be stubborn and keep it to yourself.
Yeah, selfish.
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 Eh? You're listening to us, but you can't give us some little information, eh?
Yeah, we take advice. Often don't use it, but it's no trouble with you not giving it. Oh, I know. That show is so jam-packed, there's no room for anything else.
Whoa. I'm looking at my little sheet here. We still got some stuff on there. Well, we've still got stuff on there.
Well, what's that?
You've missed out, mate.
What's that?
You've totally missed. Look, there's entire pages and pages of awesome tunes that we got to play.
Unbelievable banging, thumping tunes.
Yes, bruv.
For people to enjoy this sunshine.
Check
with
the sheets. It's on there.
Oh, you're right, actually. There are some absolute thumpers in the building. I guess it's about time that we stick a little tune on and get people bedded in.
That's
quite
it,
nicely.
Give them a little something to spice them up, Johnny.
Someone stop bouncing to.
Hey, come on.
I'm drinking a bit of cherry coke here, and I've got to say it's gone to my head. I just need something to move to.
Press those buttons. I'm pretty certain there's some listeners listening in right now just scratching, just waiting for a good tune.
Where's that tune?
Hey, come on, you promised some bangers.
Here's the... Here's the first. Here's the first banger of the day. Now this one is a tune by Rusko.
Ooh.
It's a tune I heard a little while back, and it's an absolute thumper. This one will get you moving. It's called Hold On, featuring Amber Kaufman. Enjoy, guys.
Fubar Radio are giving away five pairs of camping tickets to the UK's number one dance music festival, which takes place over the August bank holiday weekend. All you have to do is tweet the hashtag FUBARRadioWin during the Friday social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne, and you and a friend could be on your way to the biggest dance festival of the year. Greenfields, bringing Ibiza to the UK.
Right, that's it. Got our admin done. Yeah. You're having a bang adverts on, eh? What do they want from me?
Hey?
What do you want from me, guys?
Why are you ever? The Johnny and I now not having loud.
People come to expect a standard. Advert free with borderline BBC out here. Come off it. Every minute, another advert. Telling kids to buy some Nike trainers. Get out of it.
To be fair, I've got a little advert coming up later.
No,
got a little one for me to play.
Oh, okay. What is this show turned into? It's very cynical,
just
isn't
it? Product placement all over the place.
Really? Oh, this cherry Coke's going down very nice.
I tell you what, I'm drinking some Volvic.
Volvic water.
Yeah, not Ooh. Just any Volvic.
That's a way to quench a thirst in these hot sunny days.
Volvic.
No, we should get money for that if we're going to product placement. Yeah, there's no right. point. Anyway, guys, back to Johnny and I now live and loud.
Back to the show. Welcome back. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that song, Russ. Go hold on.
Yeah, well, it was nice. Yeah, the first time I heard that.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah. I'm quite pleased.
See, that's nice. This is, you know what, I like coming into this show because sometimes I know the songs you're going to play, sometimes I don't. And then it's like, oh, that's a new banger now.
Yeah.
Well done.
Same. So sometimes I'm like, I know, that is absolutely sick tune. Sick tune. Sometimes I'm like, what are you doing, mate, eh? What is that? It's rubbish, mate.
What?
We've got to sit for all of this, have we? it's 4 minutes long, mate.
No, keep talking. No, you're putting yourself in a friend zone. Everybody else is listening. It's like, look how harsh she's been. I know, just paid him a fantastic compliment.
Yeah, oh, I don't. Yeah,
keep it going. It's better, yeah. That's just how they recognise it as.
Just banter. Anyway, I know we are quickly moving into our What's Trending
what's
section.
What's been guanin?
Hold up.
Oh. Uh-oh.
So, first email of the day. Afternoon, boys.
Afternoon.
First job was selling doors and windows over the phone. Growing up, I never knew what rejection was. Really like until I started trying to sell double glazing to pensioners. A true life lesson. Love the show, Sarah in Clapham.
Thank you, Sarah. That must be really hard, man, to sell double glazing off the phone.
I've done it, mate. Yeah.
Well, you did that as well.
Second
You've
job.
You've done every job.
I've done like, quite a lot. You're going to hear about one later as well.
I'm a worker.
After my job on a meat hole in Tesco's, got a job in Zenith Windows. It's probably where Sarah worked, to be fair. I was selling to grandmas and stuff like that. And, like, you know, it was horrible.
Do people buy it?
No, most of the time I just felt harassed. And, like, you know, so, I mean, I don't want to incriminate myself or anything like that. But sometimes I'd be like, hey, can I? Would you like to buy any double glazing? No, I've got to go. And I'm like, well, we're outside. We're about to fit them now.
So, oh, gosh. Was he one of those pushy people that you see on Watchdog?
Yeah, yeah.
The ones where they blur out their face and they come round.
Yeah, I think that basically was me, although.
The cameras.
I think the police might want to start talking to me about harassing old people, so I'll stop that. horrible stuff. And the thing is the people we used to send round, those guys, that we knew they never left. They would never leave.
Oh, yeah,
like,
of course.
They were going round for the long haul, like 5 hours. Five cups of tea later.
Does it take that long to fit these windows?
Exactly.
it takes all day.
It was morally right. No, not that. It's selling them, signing these people, signing up.
The papers.
Yeah, because they'd come round, they'd be like, oh, nice. So, you're interested in double glazed? Well, I just wanted to have a look at the brochure 5 hours later.
Oh, God.
Just sign on the dotted line and we can get this done. They're
and
horrible.
I bet they never turn out to fit them.
Oh, no. Probably not. And I'm getting about a fiver in commission. Probably not even that. It's not worth it. So, yeah.
We all got targets, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, it was shocking in Zenith. I went months without getting a sale. Absolutely months.
Is it?
By the end, like, they were like, Johnny, if you don't get a sale today, because you've been here 3 months, you haven't got a sale. If you don't get a sale today, you're fired. And I was like, fair enough. Like, my art weren't in it anyway, so I was like, yeah. Didn't get a sale, obviously. With about an hour to go, I just down tools and was like, I'm not doing it.
And that's when the hip flask came out.
Well, absolutely. Hip flask, all sorts going on, you know. And then at the end of it, they went, Oh, I suppose we could stretch it to another day. I'm like, I don't want to work here anymore. It's done.
It's done. And now let me tell you a few home truths about yourself.
Exactly. And your products.
Well, good luck to you, Sarah Clapham. That sounds like a tough job, man.
It's mental, so I feel for you, Sarah. So what's trending right
now? What's been trending, man? What's been going on? Flying Ant Day. What?
Absolutely. Flying Ant Day was trending massively this week. Now, this was the... people probably, if they didn't even know it was a day, they certainly probably would have seen the flying ants about, you know. So this is basically when the flying ants come out to play. They just come out in swarms, and it's basically like the female ants leaving their little nest, are looking for mates, and then they try to leave the colony, mate with someone new, land, lose the wings, and then start a new colony.
Oh.
In the meantime, I'm picking
flying ants. Look at that, Mr. Attenborough over here, look at that.
Yeah, I'm getting quite deep on it.
Oh, there's a lot you don't know about flying ants.
I've got different levels to me. Eh? That's what the girls like. Johnny.
Flying ants.
Do you know those flying ants? Okay, do you know why they're leaving the nest at the moment? Okay, why are you coming on to me all of a sudden? These flying ants, really. It must be mating season.
it's your after-dinner talk, yeah?
Absolutely. I can Attenborough it out. Not a problem. So basically, they leave...
Why don't we just get on out of here? And
Should we leave these flying ants for another day? Okay. This cognac's not going to drink itself. There's no reason for that. I just felt like I pushed it.
Just because it's there.
Yeah.
Why have we got so many power ballads on them?
They all have a special place in my heart, I think, to be fair.
Flying ants.
So they leave the nest and they go to mate and stuff like that, right? They'll find a man. Like, now, basically, I've read up on this, obviously, this week. Yeah, I don't know if you could tell.
I can see the notes.
So these
for people listening, he's got a couple of pages in front of him, all on flying ants.
I've got a notepad. But basically, the female ant, they basically fly into the air and then they are looking for a male ant, right, who's also flying. But what they do is they wait till they find one they like and then try and fly away. And the male has got to, like, keep pace with it, like some kind of flying ant kiss chase, right? You know.
Are these the ones that live for, like, only a day?
Not much long. Well,
how can you play hard to get when your life is that short anyway?
Well, I think the males end up dying, as is always the case. Oh, how many times in the animal kingdom do males have sex and just die after? I mean, what's the point? You know what I mean? Like, what is the point? Whereas the girls are just laughing, going, well, I didn't enjoy it anyway, so gutted, you're dead now.
That's what you get for not satisfying me.
Exactly. Maybe if you played with me, I'm not even going there.
It's only 4 o'clock.
Some people are listening at work. You have to turn it down.
But yeah, I do like this idea of the flying and kiss chase. It's definitely there, you know, just flying. Yeah. But the fact that they should just get like a flying ant dating website or something so they can actually, you know, see whether they like each other in the first place. And we don't have to have them flying everywhere trying to get away from each other.
How do they even tell each other apart? They all look the same.
Sense. Yeah, well, like S-C-E-N-T, like smells. Right. Yeah, pheromones and stuff like that, I believe. Yeah.
We can smell when they're horny.
I'll turn the page.
Well, it's quite interesting that you mentioned that. Because
but no, I think they could tell each other apart by that. But I think they should just sort it out, first of all, whether they like each other. And then we don't have to deal with them flying in the air. Mm. Like, they should get on the ant dating profiles, just be like, look, I'm a single flying ant looking for another male flying ant. I want to start a colony pretty soon. I must have own wings.
Because there used to be like an alley behind like where I used to live, and those flying ants would always be in big swarms around there. They'd just be buzzing around in a little circle around these bushes. And it was the only way you can get past them. You just had to go through them. Otherwise, you had to take the long way, long route round. Was an extra 15 minutes of the journey. It was like, do I turn around an extra 15 minutes, or do I just
go through the swamp?
And it's one of those where you just close your mouth.
Get air
power walking. Oh, you got to close all holes.
Isn't it like the mummy where the bees cover him or something? All right, is it that one? Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
But there is another story to the flying ants thing, which is particularly hilarious, right?
Oh.
So, basically, Did you know, right, because I read up on this, and some scientists at the Society of Biology have said that basically these flying ants, there's loads of them around, well, they have a predator that eats them, and that is seagulls, right? Seagulls eat these flying ants,
right?
They certainly do.
Hold on, which website did you get your facts from?
Oh, no, you can check this out. So seagulls eat these flying ants, right?
Yeah.
Now, basically, there's been a big trend saying that seagulls have been acting aggressively and kind of clumsily after eating these flying ants. Mm. Like these seagulls are drunk, right? So the Society of Biology are saying that the seagulls are eating the ants, they contain formic acid and it makes the seagulls drunk, basically. This is what's going on.
So basically, it's like them going to a bar.
Yeah. So not only do we have to deal with flying ants, we've got to deal with seagulls kicking off outside Wetherspoons as well. Yeah. Hello, love, where are you going? Ever wondered what a seat being with a seagull would be like?
What do you mean I've had enough flights? I haven't had enough.
How many have I had today, me Kellen? Hey, hey, mate, can I have a chip? Don't pretend like you can't hear me, hey? So,
and that's why seagulls come back to land.
Yeah, it's exactly. Battered. Coming in late at night, like, don't ask me how many flies I've had today, love. Why do I always get it at home? That's why I'm out eating these flies. Because of you in my ear.
Hey, mate, you couldn't tell us the quickest way how to get back to Brighton, could you? He's got a messy night out.
Maybe I will get with a pigeon if you carry on like this. If you keep pushing me into her arms, I'll go. basically, flying ants, drunk seagulls. That's what's been going on. What else has been trending, Arnel?
Oh, gosh, wait, hold on. Let me
shall I tell you?
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Ronda Rousey, who is the UFC bantamweight, like, female champion, mm-hmm. she has defended her belt for the umpteenth time, and she defeated her latest opponent, Beth Correa, in 34 seconds.
34-second knockout.
Yeah, absolutely. So, if people don't know who Ronda Rousey is, she is well-armed. She's serious.
She's got the killer combo. She's good-looking and she's, like, hard as nails. It's like...
And this is a woman who, if you actually went out with her, like...
You'd be scared, you know?
Yeah, she could break your arm whenever she wants. I've never been out with a woman who would look at me and just be like, I'll snap your arm if you want, mate. I've never been out with one up until now.
That's when you've got to get the bankroll just right. Yeah. Because if she takes it the wrong way, that's it.
I know, exactly.
You're better be on top of
all. Just be walking around on eggshells all the time, aren't you?
Didn't mean it.
I've one arm, just going out around my mates. And she just gives me them eyes, like... Could have snapped my arm, I? Yeah. No, I'll stay in with you then. Yeah, yeah. And I'll give you a massage as well. Just don't hurt me again.
But when she gets angry, she looks angry.
Absolutely.
And Beth was stupid because she wound her up before the fight because Ronda's dad kind of died, basically. And, and Beth was on Twitter kind of writing about it.
Mm.
And so it just got riled up. So I reckon that's what the 34 seconds was all about. It was I'm just going in. Bang, bang, bang.
And she knocked her out and she was like, don't cry, don't cry.
Don't cry.
Wow. Okay, Ronda.
She is hard, though. I was watching an interview with her, and she's got a thing where she goes, oh, my mum raised me tough. You know, it's like, yeah, well, I can see that. But like, yeah, my mum was like, yeah, she goes, don't be a DMB. And I was like, what's a DMB? It's like, do nothing, bitch. It's like, you don't want to be one of those girls that just do nothing, sit around, wait for their man to do everything. You want to be out there getting what you want. And get what you can get. And I was like, okay, girl, okay. Calm down. She's going to hit the cameraman. It's like,
you ever been out with a girl you've looked at and thought, she might be able to take me?
there's a few girls that when they go to grab their drinks, you can see their bicep just bulge. It's like,
whoa.
I was like, yeah.
Whoa,
watch out.
And then even worse, the ones who go to grab their drink and smash their glass and go, say what I know? Hey?
You what, mate?
Exactly. I'm fine being a friend. Let's just stay friendly.
Hey, hey.
Let's keep it friendly.
I just sent you a Facebook request, eh? Come on.
It's alright.
Do you know what? It's a weird one, right? This is one of the things I thought, right? So you mentioned it earlier. Like, she's meant to be seen as being quite attractive, right? But she's quite big and, like, brawny or whatever. Yeah, but, right, the one thing I think is, like, you know Serena Williams?
Yeah.
She's a big and brawny girl, but Ronda Rousey gets held up as being a sex symbol, and Serena Williams gets told that she looks like a man.
It's stupid, because I think that kind of physique is sexy, personally. I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't go for...
You don't like the muscles?
But yeah, like...
Because you know what it is? Because people think when they... Like, when women train to lift weights, they're gonna like, look like Jodie Marsh did, when she kind of... big and bulky. It's like, no, it's not the case. If you got to kind of go hardcore if you want to look like that. You've got to change your whole lifestyle to be like that. But a little bit of, you know, a little bit of muscle, like good strong arms and strong legs and, you know.
I went on a date with a personal trainer, and she was, like, in shape, but she was, like, a little... She was certainly bigger. She was bigger than me.
Oh.
And I was a bit like... I was a little bit like, wow.
And then he was like, I think you've had enough to drink.
Absolutely. She'll be carrying me over the threshold.
Should I get you an Uber home? No more for her, please.
That's what she was saying to me. I think he's had quite enough. But, yeah, no, I haven't been out.
Do you get easily intimidated by strong women?
Not intimidated, but I don't know if I find it attractive, personally. If they're, like, massive, like, if they're, like, bodybuilding, it's just not for me. I think I go for the petite ones a bit more, but there you go.
Yeah,
bog standard.
Bog standard?
Just,
yeah, otherwise they just wake up. That's them.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I mean, as long as she can wake up, it's fine.
So what else is trending, I know?
Oh, this one got me sad when I saw this, man. Kermit and Miss Piggy have split up.
Shut up!
Wow.
Yes. It's big news.
Yes!
Explosions in the world of entertainment. After 40 years,
yes.
Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy have broken up.
The first interspecies relationship.
Absolutely.
And they held it down as well.
Absolutely.
They held it down. It was like, yeah, it's actually all right.
Do you know what? I was wondering whether they were actually married or not, like, and they'd have to get a divorce. But then I thought, to be fair, they're from America, and America had such a big problem with two humans getting married if they were the same sex. So I don't think they'll be rolling with pigs and frogs being okay. So I reckon they were just seeing each other for 40 years.
It's sad, though, man. It like, in a strange way, it shouldn't be, because they're just puppets. But at the same time, it's a relationship that you've kind of seen on screen for so long that is like, yeah, that's come to an end now. And it's like, you are.
Yeah.
It's like... Game over.
I've got a quote from Kermit as well. Right, Kermit's quote was, "For years we've had a professional relationship. I've been professional. She wanted a relationship." pretty good banter.
That sounds like what Kermit was saying.
Yeah.
To be fair, he did get bullied in that relationship. I did feel for him in that.
Oh,
one.
Absolutely. It's like Ronda Rousey marrying him. I mean, right, him. You know, Miss Piggy would have put Kermit in an arm lock, definitely.
Yeah, you better hope that Ronda's not listening. Just comparing her to Miss Piggy.
Yeah, you're right, actually. But... Yeah, I wonder if they had any kids. They'd be called freaks. Oh, don't worry about it.
was that like a genuine just like,
questioning it. But it is interesting. You said this earlier. So it's interesting seeing these characters that we've grown up with. They've always been together.
Yeah.
Right, and they've broken up. Well, like, is this going to be a trend? Like, will we be seeing other characters breaking up? Like... Mario and Princess suddenly breaking up because of their concerns over the paternity of their child, because their child's in a green baby grow. Who's in it? You've been with Luigi too long. Or Mickey and Minnie in couples counselling or something like that. Mickey's having to stay on Donald Duck's sofa.
Could they put us out for another night, could you?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Donald! Oh, it's Mickey again. Absolutely.
You always turn up at 2 in the morning.
Oh, he's got his dog with him again, Pluto.
Right, you can stay, but he can't.
Yeah. Minnie said she's having a dog. I'll put him down before you get your hands on him.
I love the way Kermit came out with the banter, because, like, Miss Piggy's Twitter was, like, quite serious about it.
Right.
It was like this is what she wrote on the Twitter. It was like, after careful thoughtful consideration and considerable squabbling, we have made the difficult decision to terminate our romantic relationship. We will continue to work together on television and all media now known hereafter devised.
I like the effort with that voice, but that sounded more like Kermit than Miss Piggy, I think.
Did it?
Yeah. So
isn't that how Piggy sounds? How does Kermit sounded?
Kermit's a bit like that.
Oh, yeah, actually, you're right. No, well done. Good voices.
Oh, no, take the mic out of my voice.
Good voices.
Oh, no.
Take it back.
That's it.
Well done. That's why I work with a guy talented to stay off his back.
To be fair, I didn't even know I could do those. Like, that's thinking deep real there, man. I'm like, it's pressure. Clawing it back, are we?
Proper compliment.
Oh, here we go.
Classy guy.
Trying to delete what he said earlier.
I know we've had several emails here.
Uh-oh.
Bye! The first of which being jobs. Speaking of first jobs, mine was a waitress. After dealing with some rude, posh customers, I came into the kitchen to vent my frustration. Mm. After a load of F-bombs, calling them all older names under the sun, my manager, who'd been listening in, told me it was his sister and her partner. Well, awkward. From Kelly in Holloway.
Oh, Kelly. You got to keep that mouth under wraps.
Yeah, exactly. You got a potty mouth, Kelly. It'll cost you your job. Yeah. I presume it did, though, wouldn't it? You ran. She get fired?
If she didn't, she'd be sucking up for the rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let us know if you got fired. I'd expect you did. Ants. Hi, guys. I didn't even know there was a flying ant day. Ants are well annoying, as it is, they should not have wings. James from Fulham. I agree.
We agree with you there, James.
I don't... They're not as annoying than wasps, though, are they? Wasps are actually, like, you know, the devil on the planet.
Do you know what it is? Because they're so small, it's like they're like a mini-nuisance. But because there's so many, it's like, you have to go through the swarm. They're never on their own.
But they don't sting you. Wasps actually do, you know what I mean? Wasps actually just give you a little jab with a sting, you know what I mean? Make kids cry. Annoying as anything.
I hate the way... I remember seeing a documentary about it, and the way their heads move is strange. It stays on a pivot, but their body kind of moves.
Mm.
So their head always stays the right way up.
No, I'm not the only one who's been Attenboroughing, am I?
I've been doing my research.
Yeah, absolutely. big question.
Ooh.
Big question. Favourite playground game? Such a funny show already, Katie in London.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie. I used to love Bulldog.
Yeah, that was good.
That was wicked, innit?
We used to play a game called Beanbag Slinger. It was like we made it up. I used to go to like an after school club, and what we did, it was a bit like Bulldog. You'd be on two ends of like the hall. And then you'd all have beanbags, and then you just had to sling beanbags at each other. You know the little square ones you used to get at school?
Yeah.
Sling them. If you hit them anywhere on their body, they were out. If you got them in the head, that was just like an extra victory.
That sounds decent. We should go and play that after the show.
It was very dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
got banned.
Sure. We weren't allowed to do that in an after school club anymore.
No. We used to. There's obviously the games like Death Shot and stuff like that as well. Headers and Volleys, Death Shot and stuff. Mm. Do you remember like there were like really sadistic ones that started getting made by the end in terms of like derivations of Headers and Volleys, Death Shots? It was like by the end there was. Obviously, Death Tunnel, where you put your hands up against the wall and someone has to, like, the loser has to run through and then they get punches as they go through. But by the end, there started to be ones like Death Throw, which was where, you know, you do the bumps on someone when it's their birthday. Yeah. It's 1, 2, 3, up in the air and just leave them.
Let them drop on the concrete.
Let them drop. Disgusting. This is really nasty from people.
Yeah, go to the medical room and get yourself up here.
And the other one was Death Run, which was, all right, you've got 5 seconds, run.
That's
right!
Yeah,
that sounds
like some Mad Max thing.
Exactly. People going on like Harrison Ford.
You've got 5 seconds to get going.
Like Harrison Ford in A Fugitive. Literally, I can't be caught.
Death Run, that sounds evil.
Yeah, there's some nasty people
from
where I'm from.
You went to a bad school, man.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, you know.
I mean, Beanbag Slinger, at least we had to stay on the same side.
Stay within the boundaries of the law, mate.
Exactly, there were rules to my game.
Important. Serena Williams, Ronda Rousey, China from WWF.
Oh, China, I remember this.
And that's Shag Marry Avoid from Pete in Stratford.
That's a good one, Pete.
That's not a bad one, actually.
I'd avoid China, I'd snog Ronda, and I'd marry Serena.
It's actually Shag Marry Avoid. I noticed how you just would only...
Was it?
I'll stay within
Sorry.
I'll stay within the... bounds of the game. Johnny. I'd shag Ronda Rousey.
He's just going to shag all of them.
Marry Serena Williams and avoid China. There we go.
Oh, we're the same. Well, yeah. Well.
Well, you just stop it at snogging. Yeah. I just don't think the chemistry's there.
Just kiss on the first day. I just don't want to take it too far. It's going too fast. It's going too fast. We should slow down.
Look, I'm actually betrothed to Serena Williams, so I'm going to leave it at just a snog for today. One more.
That was a good question, though.
That was a good one. Nice one, Pete. Wasps. It's just coming.
Yep.
I ain't afraid of wasps.
I ain't afraid of no wasps.
Yeah, that's Ghostbusters stuff. I ain't afraid of no wasps. I have a massive phobia of bees, though. Don't get me wrong, I respect the bee. Mm. And all it does.
I respect the bee, man.
And all it does, but they just terrify me. I can't sit outside without being totally on edge. Riley from Bromley. Ooh. I think bees are much less scary because they are like the suicide bombers of the insect world. Like, they're going down with a ship. If they weren't, like, if they sting you, it's over for them. They're not doing it willy nilly. Wasps are just like drive by shoots, just sting, sting, sting.
Don't care about the collateral damage.
Don't care if you're crying. I'm out of here. Peace.
Don't care if it's a baby.
Yeah.
Sting.
I will sting a baby and fly out of it.
A baby, you know.
What? You thought I was going to die? Ain't no bee.
You think I had morals, ain't it? You thought I had morals.
Oh, you think I'm a bee? Do you think I'm a bee? Bang, I just stung you. Now what? I'll come back.
You best watch your baby, you know?
I will sting your baby.
Sting
your baby! Listen, I will... What, is your kid like Macaulay Culkin? I will mess that kid up.
I like Macaulay!
Make him crash, mate. Make him crash. Oh, right, yeah, you're damn right. Get the ambulance out.
Look how he's allergic.
Get the ambulance, yeah.
I'm allergic to the sting in it.
Is that the ambulance? Yeah, that's me. That's a wasp right there. I'm just going off on one. It's time to play another song,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, let's stick one up. I need a breather as well.
What are we playing?
What are we playing? All the world famous Tony Williams. Have we got that?
The world famous Tony Williams, yeah.
Yeah. It's called Another You. That's a great song. Featuring Kanye West, actually. He's in this as well.
Okay. So that's outrageous, isn't it? Having a name that actually has the world famous in front of it.
R&B singers, man. They loved it.
We should be called the world famous Johnny and I now.
I will remember after we come back from the song, there's another artist who has a similar name that is just as long and long-winded.
All right, think about it in the song. This is the world famous Tony Williams featuring Kanye West, Another You.
Never been moved. I'm telling you the truth, baby. There will be another you. There will be another you. No matter. another day of a champion night. I see it. I'm ashamed, but I might. They're all with a light. I see dangerous
lights. I'm going to see you right now, you know. I had the strangest feeling lately. The niggas so fake, I'm out of it. And every time they flake like Frost did, I just make my profit. And get a girl who barely brought fit. Oh, shit. He back on his feet like Cowpit. He was just playing possum. Playing like I wasn't awesome. Yeah, I got some jokes, don't I? Ha, ha, ha. Laugh it up. And they'll be whack. And we'll be the last one cracking up. Matter of fact, because you never want to doubt me. Let's see how I feel without me. I'm taking off on this rocket, y'all mean?
Banger! I like that one.
I'm a big fan, actually. That's going in my Spotify, that is.
Nice little tune, isn't it?
It was a good one.
It's not bad. Kanye's all right in it as well. Not too bad. Like, he's hit and miss with me sometimes, but he's nice on this one.
Yeah, he done well. Done well. Yeah.
Oh, guys, you're listening to Johnny and I Know, you know. Live and loud. What?
On FUBAR Radio.
That's right. People.
So I know, we are quickly moving into our Lend an Ear section.
Lend an Ear.
Now, this is a part where our listeners and friends and family give us real-life problems and we lend an ear and give them advice.
That's right. Real people, real problems.
If you do have any problems out there, proper ones that you want some help with, email in.
Yep.
At Johnny and I Now at foobarradio.com.
Yep, send them in and then we'll try and answer them right after the problems that we've already been sent in.
Now, the first one of this week, Arnell, this is a good one. This is a friend of the show. It's Joe from South East London.
It's Joe again. We're back with more problems.
Joe from South East London previously had an issue with having a spider down his pants, but that problem's been sorted out.
Yeah, it got solved.
It's been solved. And this is his new problem. Whilst I no longer have the problem of having a spider in my pants, I now have a new problem. And that is that in my local area, there is a local homeless man. I always try to be generous to him by offering to buy him items from the shop and generally talk to him. However, of late, he has begun to take my kindness as a weakness, becoming emboldened enough to ask me to lend him a fiver and then to lend him a tenner, and getting annoyed when I said no. I now find myself constantly trying to avoid him. I will walk out of my way sometimes just not to cross his path. Am I a bad guy?
Ooh. That's a good one. I don't think he's been a bad guy, dear, because he did extend a hand in terms of helping out now and then. And that's what you can do. You can do the best you can. I guess when someone tries to kind of push on you to kind of do a bit more... that's okay, but don't get annoyed of them if they can't. Like, just say, okay, fair enough. But
yeah,
the fact that the homeless guy is getting annoyed with him, nah, can't be doing that.
Well, I've got to be honest. I do know this situation because obviously
do you know the homeless guy.
I know the homeless guy, and I know exactly what he's talking about. Mm. He gets a little bit like because I'm always like. I basically watched a programme on homeless people at some point, and they said one of the biggest things that, you know, they need is rather than just, like, you know, like money and whatever, is actually the kind of social contact.
Yeah.
So always saying something like, hiya, sorry, even if you haven't got anything, saying sorry, because it's the alienation that they feel.
Oh, yeah, because if you're on your own for that long, especially going through troubled times, it's...
Well, it's the people that ignore you, isn't it?
Yeah, you know.
And you would feel withdrawn and, like, that you don't exist.
Well, it's the fact that they annoy you on purpose as well. Like, the fact that you're even talking to them and then they... Or cross the street or just pretend they didn't hear you. And it's like, wow.
Yeah.
that's making someone feel invisible.
Yeah.
And that's mad.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I go out of my way to make sure that even when I don't donate, shall I say, I will always acknowledge and be like, even if I've got no money, I'll be like, no, sorry, mate, you know, I haven't got anything or whatever. I'm not always going to give. I can't always give. But
care in the community, yeah.
Absolutely.
I always give my time if I can't give my money.
Yeah. I'll always give them, yeah, a couple of minutes to say, a couple of seconds to say, nah, mate. But, you know, this guy, I have had to avoid him as well, so I can't... Yeah. He's pretty... Like, he's not aggy, but he just assumes that you're going to... Yeah. I mean, there was a whole thing... There was a whole scene that happened with me with him where I asked him if he wanted anything when I went into the Sainsbury's. He's like, yeah, mate, can I have a trifle? And I was like, you what? What are you talking about? I'm like, literally, all the things that you might need right now, and a trifle is top of your list, like a pudding. You're skipping main meals.
That's the thing. I think homeless guys like that give them all a bad name, because once you kind of have one bad experience with one, you kind of tar everybody automatically.
Then you keep buying homeless guys desserts, don't you? Hey, mate, here's a tiramisu.
That happened to me a couple of times. Like, I used to live near Wood Green, and there used to be like a tramp that used to come around asking people at the bus stop like for money. And one particular time, I had like a couple of quid in my pocket. And I was like, yeah, go on. And I was like, yeah, here you go, here's 2 quid. And he was like, yeah, oh, thanks, man, thanks. And then. He walked off, started asking other people. Like 5-6 minutes later, he comes and asks me again as if I didn't just give him money. I was like, I just gave you money, brother. He's like,
what? Don't kiss your teeth at me. I just gave you £2. Like, what are you kissing your teeth at me for?
Give him my £2 back.
Asking me twice. Yeah, where's my money, man?
but my tactic is, when I ain't going to donate, but I obviously have to say something to him, like, you know, I just get my headphones in, right? And I will just, I'll say, like, hiya, how you doing, or whatever, or no, or whatever. I'll make that known. But before they're about to say, oh, mate, can you give us that, or can you get us that? I'll just make sure that I've got my headphones on, and I'll just start singing the song. You know what I mean? Singing the song, just like, so he knows, oh, I'm listening to music. I'll be like, ha, you know. Sometimes, though, you will get...
It's always the same song.
Well, you'll get an inappropriate song as well. I'll be like, you all right, Jay, how you doing, mate? And then go to singing my song. I'm like, yeah, you all right, Jay, how you doing? Money's too tight to mention. Oh, money. Look, sorry, that wasn't aimed at you. Jay, that wasn't aimed at you.
Just a fan of Mick Hucknall.
Just iPods on shuffle, mate. Mick's banging it out.
I didn't know it was on there. Sorry.
Money did. And then... I'm talking about money. I've got no money. So
that's why we're to solve the problem.
Exactly. Just so he knows, I am actually listening to music. I'm not ignoring him. But that's
the thing, though. I always, if someone acknowledges me and speaks to me, I'll always, like, say if I can or can't, and if hope they have a good day or whatever. Like you said, the worst thing is to kind of alienate them even further than.
Yeah,
we already are.
Absolutely. So what we're saying overall is Joe is not a bad guy.
Yeah, don't feel bad, Joel.
Yeah, the fact you're talking is good, basically.
He alienated himself.
Yeah, well, he probably did, and he's probably had a tough life. But in general, if you're talking to him, you're doing all right. You can't buy him something every day, as I've known firsthand. And definitely don't lend him a fiver. You ain't getting that back. Right, I know. That's our advice. You're not a bad guy, Joe. Keep doing what you're doing, mate.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing, Joel.
And in general, get your headphones on and sing some songs so you can't hear them. That's
our money.
Not that one.
More money, more problems.
Yeah.
I got 99 of money here.
Yeah. Or the other one is...
It's the remix.
Money on money. Do it for What's that, mate? No, I ain't got nothing. Money on my mind. next problem, I know.
Moving on. Oh, this one's been sent in to me by a friend. Okay, so here we go. Let's see what you have for this. I've been living in a shared flat with my best friend now for just under 2 years. She has a boyfriend now for a few months. The first boyfriend she's had in about 2 years. He is constantly around the house all the time. Now, even when she is at work, she leaves him in bed. I wouldn't mind too much, but this was a female household, and now we have a man constantly there. He is pretty messy and doesn't seem to care that I live in the same flat, as he walks around in just his vest and boxers. He uses my cutlery
and just leaves them in the sink when he is done, meaning I have to wash up his mess before I can sort myself out. I've mentioned it to him before and once to her, and it caused a big row. She said I was overreacting, but it's my personal space that I never intended on sharing with someone like him. I don't want a rift between us, as she means a lot to me, but he is getting in the way. What should I do?
Well, yeah, this is a tricky one, isn't it, to be fair?
Living with other people's partners.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that before?
I've had this situation. I've been the gazer walking around
in the vest!
In a vest and boxers.
Is this about you? Because this is sent into a friend, my friend.
Well, I mean, if that was dated
back... Is
that
a mutual friend?
If it was dated back a couple of years, it probably would be, but no, I never wear a vest, so it can't be me.
We'll go around in a nudie.
The boxers, maybe, but in my Jeff Banks.
Well, not your boxers, are they?
It was another show that was said in confidence. No. I did have this with my ex. She used to live with her mates, but I used to live separately or whatever, and I used to stay around there, and then sometimes, like I got on well with her mates, but the more you're there in their space, and it's a small place, like, you know, they're kind of like, are you paying the bills? You know what I mean? And I did, like... She would leave me in bed sometimes, like, because I didn't have to go to work as late as her, or not at all, because I was doing TV.
Oh.
Time!
I don't need to get up with the rest of the rip.
Enjoy work.
I've got a car picking me up.
Exactly. Oh, big time. That caused some problems with me and some of her mates, because...
The fact that you was always there, or the fact that you just weren't contributing?
Well, like, I remember she said to me at one point, like, yeah, do you want to, like, buy your own shower gel around here or whatever? I was like, what are you talking about? Like, you come to mine and you don't buy your own shower gel. And everything you're saying, you don't do at mine.
Yeah.
But this is the thing for me. I was like, you spend as much time at mine as I do at yours. Mm. So if I'm... taking extra out of their household whilst I'm here, then you're taking less when you're at mine. So it will even out.
Yeah.
As to be like if you were there all the time, because you're there half the time, I'm there half the time.
Makes sense.
That was the logic.
That was my logic that she just didn't get.
Well, she, you know, what's she up to? Work it out. It's not hard. So here's one of the things with it, though, I know. It could also, I don't want to say it is, but it could be a bit of jealousy going on here as well.
I was thinking that as well, in terms of, because I guess what's happened is she's used to living with her friend in a certain way, and they've lived together and they've had certain things, and it's just automatic after a while, I guess. You don't have to say anything. Like, I guess I get the impression that, like, they don't have like a rote or anything. So, like, they just tidy up after themselves and they sort each other out, and it's always like nice and nicey-nice, and it's nice enough to live in that they don't have to tidy up after the other, and it goes without saying. And I guess once that kind of changes, then that kind of throws a spanner in the works. That affects the way you kind of live your life as well. Because I've had a similar thing. I was living in a flat last year, and a friend of mine moved in, and she was mess. She was completely messy. It was a nightmare. It was like living with a teenage boy. It was, and
you don't want to do that again, do
you? No. And I had to kind of change my whole way of living in that flat, purely because she was completely different to anyone I'd ever lived with before. And I think that I kind of understand that part of it, but I also think, yeah, it could be a bit of jealousy that she doesn't have her own boyfriend. And
yeah, because it doesn't necessarily have to be jealous of him, but it's jealous that, he's taken my friend away. I want to spend time with her, and I've got no one to spend my time with. And now, and the other
thing... Who am I going to play my Nintendo Wii with?
Exactly.
I always play with you on Fridays. what do you mean you're at the theatre?
I would have moved that. but the thing is like, you know, I think in my situation there was a bit of that, because their mate, my ex's mates didn't have partners, and they were we're being left on our own. And they actually wanted her around,
do you reckon it's a female thing?
No, not necessarily. I don't. I think people in my new house.
Because I've never, like, when I've lived with guys and they've had girlfriends, we've never kind of felt that. There was never that kind of attitude when a girlfriend came in the house. It's like, oh yeah, good girlfriend around, yeah, it's fine. We'd like
we'd poke fun and stuff like that, but it was never serious that we'd like, oh, this is frustrating me that she's always here.
Yeah, well, it depends if you like her or not. I mean, to be fair, it's not really got to that stage, but we have banter about it, and we certainly lay into someone if they're always, you know. I mean,
oh, yeah, but that's the natural thing, I think. But I think this seems like it's another step where it's like, I don't want him here now.
Yeah, but the other thing that is important to kind of mention with this is I do think she could be being a bit jealous, like a bit sensitive over all of this, and you know, but one thing's for sure is he needs to respect her place. Like, this is her, like, she pays rent, and if he's just like not doing, like, the difference with me when I was staying at my ex's, I would always wash up and do stuff like that that's just minimum. And if he can't get on board, then unfortunately, it's going to keep being roused. Because the problem
treating
is
treating a place like it's a hotel.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to clean up after you?
Exactly. Do you know my favourite one? My mum used to always say is knocking shop. Treating it like it's knocking shop. What the hell is it? Well, I know what a knocking shop is, but just love that quote. But in general, yeah, you've got to be having. There's no point in having a word with a boyfriend because he sounds potentially a bit obnoxious. But your friend, row or not, you've got to be like, look, it's not hard to wash up after yourself. I don't want to do it after you know, blah, blah, blah. And these are the rules. Otherwise, it's going to come to the end of the tenancy and we're going to go our own ways. It's that simple.
Yeah.
You know, and to be fair, she should have your back as well. But
she should, yeah, but that's...
But don't make it a personal thing, otherwise you will end up losing out. If you make it, I don't like him, well, you know, get your own boyfriend and stop and get off her back.
Why don't you get yourself on Tinder and start swiping right?
Yeah. I just jump back on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just giving it a spin.
I'll just let the listeners know in case they're in the vicinity.
See? See what
if you happen to be walking around the Islington area.
In the local area, fancy a little, and you felt, and you've got an itchy trigger finger for a rightward swipe. There we are. Who's this guy? Johnny. Right.
What does your profile say?
I do actually say comedian.
Is it?
Yeah. Ooh. I tried doing one of those cryptic ones, like saying, comedian, philosopher, general good guy. And then I realised people weren't taking me seriously, and I was just, you know, that was my explanation for why I weren't getting a matches.
He's not taking me seriously. I'm going to have to change my bio.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have to. Do you know, I've seen an article where, like, one guy did it and he just said loads of things that basically he thought women wanted to hear, and it really worked. He just got crazy matches. One of the first things is just write, not on here for hookups. Of course he was there for hookups. Just write it. And get some pictures of you holding some sports trophies. It makes you look athletic. Apart from that, stick yourself in a suit and you get loads of matches.
I thought he was going to say holding some puppies or something like that.
No, I think that's what all the guys do.
Get some pugs.
Pugs, and they go for a drugged up tiger. You know.
It's my time when I was in Thailand.
Exactly. Classic photo. There must have been like 1,000 guys at once just in one line trying to get a photo with the same tiger.
Well, me next. I've got to update my profile.
Exactly. The tiger's like, don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah. This stuff's pretty strong.
Starts dribbling.
Jeez. Having to get the defibs out again. Look, we're losing him.
Do you reckon what?
Tony, we're losing him.
Do you reckon that's what that guy last week did? He was the one that was trying to take a selfie with the snake. He was trying to get it for his Tinder profile.
Yeah, maybe it was actually. Yeah, ended up costing him like 130 grand.
Oh, gosh.
No Tinder profile pic as well as that.
Oh.
New email.
Uh-oh.
Housemates. I had a housemate at uni who had dropped out of uni halfway through the year, but continued to stay there. She never tidied up after herself and played shit music really loud in the morning.
Her taste in music was appalling. that's the main issue. That was like one of the first things.
Yeah, that had to be in there. If it was good music, it wouldn't have been an issue.
Oh, no, sorry.
Really loud in the morning. She then got a boyfriend and he was constantly around. They also used to have sex really loud all the time. And this in the background of this really shit music. Just really shit music and loud sex. Yeah. Just Milli Vanilli with... And she was in the room next to me, so I could hear everything.
Oh, God.
Worst housemate ever.
Oh.
Amy from Wandsworth.
That must be bad, listen to your housemate just having sex constantly.
Absolutely.
Especially when you're trying to study and get that dissertation done.
Mm. Nobody wants to hear moans and groans with a Justin Bieber soundtrack. Baby,
it's more like a
disappointed.
Get the tissues. Get the tissues.
Amy's banging on the wall. Why is he still here? Why are you here? You left Juni. Get out.
That sounds like a nightmare, man. Who wrote that one in?
That's Amy from Wandsworth.
Amy, I feel your pain, girl. That sounds horrible.
Worst housemate ever.
Worst.
Yeah, might probably make you right. Well, I know we need to crack a song on.
We do.
Right, this next one is decent, actually. It's by Miguel.
Oh,
yeah. It's called How Many Drinks.
I like Miguel.
Yeah, you heard this one before?
I'm not too sure of the title.
You probably have. It's wicked. I love it. Here it comes. How Many Drinks, Miguel?
Time. Always your time. Always our time. you might be tonight. What? More power to you if you do decide that you might be tonight. I ain't judging if you do decide that you might be tonight. What? More power to you if you do decide that you might be tonight.
Let's go.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah, that is big
yeah.
stuff.
Miguel,
do you like that one?
What was that one called again?
Oh, that was called How Many Drinks.
How many drinks?
Yeah.
Oh
and
god.
Drank.
How many drinks does she need?
Yeah. In America, it's drank as well.
Drank.
Part drank. Yeah. So with an A. That was quite good though.
Yeah, I like that song. Yeah. I haven't heard that one.
That's quite a cynical approach.
No.
To pulling. How many drinks is it going to take you to leave? Look, like, at the end of the day, I'll buy you two Bacardi Breezers. Have we got a deal?
I think Ludacris has got a song like that as well with, I think it's T-Pain as well. It's buy one
buy
more drink.
Buy you a drink.
Buy you a drink, I think. Yeah that's
I'm
it.
I'm going to buy you a drink. Yeah. Good tune. So
everyone's talking about how many drinks to buy. How much is this going to cost me? How much?
I'm willing to buy three drinks. Upon the third drink, you must be leaving with me. Otherwise, I'm not entering this deal. So.
Oh, that's it. That's the chorus. I buy one more drink, I'm going to end up in you.
Oh.
That's the chorus.
Okay.
Sorry, it was just racking my brain. I was like, what is that song?
Well,
it just reminded me.
There we go.
Apologies, everybody out there who felt that.
inappropriate. I know. We're now moving quickly into our blast from the past section.
What's the buzzword?
The buzzword, and I've got another little sound effect for that, is cars. Like that?
Was that your motor?
That sounds banged up, doesn't it? That sounds like a banged up Cortina, that does. Oh, mate. Oh, your parents are here. Oh, your motor's well banged up. I remember having a go at some kid because his dad drove a Lada. Do you remember Ladas?
I can't remember Lada.
Like, back in the day, Skodas and Ladas were like proper old bangers. Like, now Skodas are actually all right. But back in the day, if you had a Skoda or a Lada, yeah. It weren't great. So, I remember, yeah.
Might as well have got the bus, yeah?
Well, they had horns like this. Definitely. But that is not part of the last two bus. That's a separate observation. So, Lionel.
Just to recap with the listeners, Blast from the Past. It's a nice little bit where we get to reminisce about a little buzzword. Today, it's cars. And then Johnny's going to also play a track that also reminds him of that time.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. Yeah, it's stories relating to this buzzword. So I'm going to start with cars. Now, the thing that I'm going to start straight away with cars, it has to be my first car, right? Now, my first car was nothing short of a disgrace. It was an absolute disgrace, right? I had this Ford Fiesta, right, which I bought for £200. Now,
is that it?
Yeah.
200?
Yeah, and you want to know what I got for this, honestly. It's a 1.6 Fiesta. Outrageous for a first-time driver.
You got 1.6 for £200?
Oh, yeah.
That must have been mashed up.
Oh, yeah, it was mashed up. Now, one of the doors was a different colour to all the rest of the car. Okay, so, I mean, it was a kind of grey-silver car, but one door was absolutely red, absolutely grey, sorry, and my brother said it might as well be red, it stands out so much. So I had this car, right, which, when I first passed my test, I went driving in it, and it had a habit of just stalling mid-drive, like, it would stall itself, right, but the problem is, it wouldn't be able to restart, so the only way I could actually get this car like going again was we'd have to bump start it, right? So like literally get people out pushing this car, like, it would just stop in the middle of the road. So like, I'd be taking people, like, and you obviously couldn't pull a girl in this stuff because halfway through I'd be driving like, yeah, I mean it's nice out here. Oh, is it, love, you're gonna have to give me a push here. Literally, I've got most of the people who get in my car are having to treat this like a bobsled. They're literally running, get in, I can't stop, get in! I remember at one point it stopped at the bottom. It like just like stalled at the bottom of this hill. Like it was almost like a valley kind of thing. And I was like, if I don't get this car started now, like if it doesn't turn on, I'm going to have to walk away and just leave this car because we're not going to be able to bump start up a hill either way. So it's over. And luckily it started. That would have been a different story. My life would have turned out differently.
I would have been a different person.
Yeah, I reckon I would have been. But that was one of my first things, first bad experiences with cars. My first car, which was like a bobsled.
Mm.
But I do like driving, and I'm a pretty good driver. And when I was at uni, I in my kind of summer break term, I got a job as a driver. Right, I was just... If you see what I look like, for the people who don't know what I look like, check it out. I'm not...
On Tinder?
Yeah. check it out and then swipe right, please. Basically, like...
Begging swipes now.
Shouldn't have to beg. Shouldn't have to. But basically, I don't think I look like your archetypal driver, okay? I don't think I particularly look like your archetypal driver. One day I get a job where I'm having to deliver corrugated steel around Wales. So they give me a flatbed transit, and I take this transit, and I'm driving around Wales from Southampton. Right, and basically, I'm turning up, like, in places I can't even pronounce, like Merthyrtville and things like that. I'm turning up. I'm jumping out the van, and these guys are looking at me like I've stole the van. They're like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, easy, mate, where do you want this steel then? And they're just like, who is this guy? Why has the driver got an afro? Basically, I didn't do anything. I really broke the mould of what the classic driver would look like.
Yeah.
But on my way back from Wales, right, I really wanted to get my last delivery out. So I got my last delivery out, and I started driving back to Southampton. And one thing I hadn't worked out is, like, it started getting darker. Like, it was starting to get really dark. And I'm approaching Southampton. I'm about 10 miles away. And it's starting to get to the point where it is just dark. But I didn't know how to turn the lights on, the headlights on. So I'm driving this flatbed transit down the motorway, like ghosting it, like just driving with this flatbed transit with his lights off.
Just looking to take anyone out, man.
And I'm thinking to myself, the police are going to be just licking their lips to pull me over again. All right, mate, why are the lights off? So basically, I'm flickering in between just full beaming down a packed motorway, and people are honking their horns, full beaming me. And basically, I've just got my full beam on or ghosting it all the way. And I'm literally like, what am I going to say if the police pull me over? Yeah, I've just been driving around Wales. I don't know how to turn lights on, officer. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie. The only last thing I would say on cars as well is I went to a place in Australia called Fraser Island, and they basically give you a big Jeep, right, a big 4x4, and you jump in a 4x4, and I got to drive that around, and then you go to this island, and you basically drive around the island.
Yeah.
And at one point, we drove around this island, like, there's no one else there. Apart from this redneck who's a local to the island. I mean, I've never seen anyone like... This guy is like the Hills Have Eyes kind of guy, right? He's proper like, you know, his dad's his uncle kind of thing. And so our car broke down, and we're like, well, what happens when your car breaks down? We're on a separate island, there's no one here. Mm. This guy shows up, and he's like, dingoes, mate, dingoes. And we're like, yeah, mate, can you just fix our car? He's like... What are dingoes? And oh my God, there's some dingoes out. And we're like, mate, you're not making any sense, right? And then we're like looking at each other going, are we going to be all right here? I don't want to be out here at dark. We're going to be in one of them barns, like, chained up or whatever. He did actually fix our car in the end, and then we ended up nearly killing ourselves on a sand dune. I can't go.
And you would have lived another life there as well.
Exactly. Narrowly escaped it. But those are some of my car stories. And this is one of the songs that I'm that makes me think about it. Yeah, basically because it's a bit of a drive song. So this song here is it's called
Bugsy Malone.
Actually, that's not lined up. It's not lined up. So I'm just actually going to go ahead and play Hometown Glory by Adele.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I love this song. This was coming up next anyway, so I'm just going to play it. It's not really my driving song, but I love it, so it's getting played now anyway. Here it comes. Thank you.
I've been walking in the same way as I did, missing out the cracks in the pavement and tutting my heel and strutting my feet. Is there anything I can do for you, dear? Is there anyone I could call? No one, thank you, please, madame. I ain't lost, just wondering. Round my hometown, making Maureen's afraid. Round my hometown, ooh, the people I've made are the wonders of my. When the air is so thick and opaque, I love her to see everybody in short skirts, shorts and shades. I like it in the city when two worlds collide. You get the people and the government, everybody taking different sides. Shows that we ain't gonna stand shit. Shows that we are united. Shows that we ain't gonna take it. Shows that we ain't gonna stand shit. Shows that we are united. Run my hometown, making Maureen's afraid. Run my
love that tune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
very,
nice,
very soulful.
Real, real nice one. Adele's wicked, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a brilliant singer.
Yeah.
Although, the last time I did see her on screen was when she got a bit peed off at the award ceremony for them cutting her off.
Oh, really?
That was the last time I actually saw her on TV.
Yeah.
And she just ducked away.
Well, I know.
Oh.
We've had an email.
Uh-oh.
Housemate trubs. My mates and missus used to stay over, no problem at all. But when the
no probs.
But when the moody cow used to brush her teeth.
Oh God, there we go, there we go.
She didn't used to wash the toothpaste down the sink, just turn a tap on. Left with toothpaste everywhere stuck to the sink.
Oh, that's annoying.
A not bit bitter Ed from Islington.
Oh, Ed, I feel your pain. I mean, it's fine when it's there and you just wash it away quickly, but if you leave it to dry. Boom.
Exactly. I bet Ed was pacing up and down outside the bathroom.
She's done it again.
Exactly. Your estate. Stop disgracing our house. You don't pay the rent here. Wash it down.
Look at that state of the enamel there. Hey, look at that.
Hey, is that aquafresh going to get rid of itself? Nice one, Ed. We like that.
Oh, another one.
Cars. Was with my mate after he successfully passed his test.
Mm.
To mark the occasion, we had to do a lap past the school. On seeing a girl he liked, he got distracted, ended up in the wrong lane, swerved to miss the school coach, ended up smashing into a parked car and righting his motor off.
Oh,
served
dear.
Him right. Simon in Essex.
Oh, dear. Thank you for that email, Simon.
Yeah.
On the same day? Is that the same day he passed the test?
Yeah, yeah. I know someone who crashed the car on the first day. It weren't to impress a girl, though, so she was a girl, actually. So, well, yeah. There you go. But yeah, that is
terrible.
So, yeah, exactly. The moral of the story is stop trying to show off and you won't smash your car up. There you go.
It's your fault. Your fault.
So, NL, the buzzword is cars, and we're over to you.
Cars. Well, might as well just say when I got my first car, I got it from a car auction. Not like you for your £200. I went to a car auction that was kind of close by because I couldn't really afford a second-hand car properly because I had my eye on, like, a good car, but I just couldn't afford it. So I was like, let's go to a car auction. They have good cars there, and if I'm lucky, I can bid and get a decent one. And I went there just having a look around, all butchering around all the cars that were going to go up. And I was like, oh, there's a couple good ones. And I saw an Audi A2, and I was like, yeah, that looks good. And I was like, I'm going to go for that. Went in there, and you get all the same kind of geezers that are in the auction. They're all got the Colts on their hands in their pockets. Oh, all looking a bit.
Got their barber jackets on, yeah.
And the kind of guys are like with the magazines in their hands, with the papers on, with all the listings on, and then they're just.
Absolutely. Just bought a Colter for a monkey. Nice one.
Exactly.
Big night out in Bill and Ricky tonight.
Well, there's a couple of geezers, they have their own card lots, and they just basically just go there, buy up the cars for cheap and then sell it on for a bit more money. So they're just in there just bumping up the prices on everything. If they can't get it, they'll just bump the price up.
Yeah,
so they're just in there just like... They're not even making any noise. It was my first time in the auction. And I was like, oh, yeah, I want that one. Hand up in the air. Me.
Like you're in a primary school class.
Ooh, me. As soon as they saw that, they just turned around. As soon as you saw that, they're like... Bump that price.
Yeah. You'll be paying premium, sir.
That car is not worth that much. You're paying for it. Paying three times as much. But I managed to win the car. Whoop. With the inflated price. Really, like I can just about afford.
You've not really won the car, have you? You've paid over the
odds. Yeah, to be fair, I've lost. If I got it second hand, I really would have got it. And so I got that car, and I love my car. Went everywhere in it. I purposely just stopped drinking the entire first year I had my car. I was like, I'm not even drinking anything because I just want to be able to drive just in case. I was like, yeah, I just want to be able to drive. Loved it. And I remember there was I got into like a few stand-up competitions. And there was one that I got recommended for. It was like a final of the, I think it was like the Leicester Mercury New Comedian of the Year Award. And it was like a final where comedians go up to Leicester, they perform, and then one person's crowd, like, Comedian of the Year. And I'm like, oh, yeah!
Bragging. Oh, I was just in another final.
Oh, yeah. How many is there? Which one was it again?
Show some humility and we might be able to get a different track.
Interrupting the blast from the past.
Sorry,
though,
sorry.
Oh, no,
bad,
no,
bad etiquette.
Oh, yeah, it was, yeah. So I'm driving. So I'm like, yeah, I'll drive up to Leicester. It's fine. Boom. Got my tunes in the car. Got my bag in the back to stay over and stuff. And I'm driving on the motorway to get there. And all of a sudden, I start seeing all this rainbow smoke coming out the back of my car. Like, where's all this rainbow smoke? And like, all the drivers are like looking all iffy. There's like, I don't know what they must have saw. They must have saw like black guy driving around in the car with all this rainbow smoke coming out. It's like, it must be Bob Marley or something in there. It's like, it was literally.
What's rainbow smoke?
The smoke would turn into all different colours. Rainbow smoke.
Yes, I was right the first time. Rainbow smoke.
I can't be anymore. Rainbow smoke.
Wow. It's a new invention.
I think what I kind of found out it was the oil kind of burning and it wasn't burning properly, and so all sorts of colours were kind of coming out, smoking the entire motorway up. It was literally like I thought the car was going to blow up. You know, I could smell it and I was like, right, pull over. I'm on the side of the M1 and I'm literally just... I'm like, oh, man. And, like, the car's, like, messed up and I got to get to this competition in, a couple of hours to perform. What am I going to do? So I called the recovery people. Recovery guy comes eventually after about half hour. He was a nice guy. And he says to me, he's like, well, looking at your looking at the sort of cover plan that you have, we only cover you for 50 miles, mate. I wouldn't be able to take you. I wouldn't be able to take you to Leicester if that's where you need to go. The only place I can take this car is back home. I was like, ah, mate. I was like, I'm not going to be able to go back. If I go back home with a car, I'm out of the competition. That's it. It's done. And I was like, oh, I was stressed. I was like, what am I going to do? And he was like, I'll tell you what, mate, relax. Put the car on the back of his tow truck. And he goes, tell you what I'll do. I'll take this car home for you and I'll post the key for your letterbox. And I'll also take you to the train station. You go get yourself a train up to Leicester. And
legend.
By the way, here's a little
legend.
Oh, I was like, you are a
That's going.
And yeah. I was like, yes. I was like, oh, thank you. And like, that's a load off. He put the car on the back, drove me to the train station, got the train, got to the competition, like halfway through the competition. And I was like, right, you're on next. And I get onto the stage, and it's just full of old people.
Did you win the competition?
No, I didn't. I didn't even get placed.
You can win in a car auction, but not the competition.
Oh, no. It doesn't work by putting it in your hands.
Tried it halfway through.
Apparently, you've got to be funny as well.
Nice one. Well, that sounds awesome to me, fair. A good, real good Samaritan.
He was. He was a fantastic guy. Steve, his name was. I remember he gave me his card, and I emailed him and said, thank you.
Yeah, top blokes. Yeah. Well, I know we have actually finally got the driving tune here.
Woo!
And we can play Bugsy Malone.
Yes!
M-E-N. And you're a big fan of this one as well, aren't you?
I am.
This is a big driving tune. Song for you. So here it comes. This is our tune for our buzzword cars. The driving song is Bugsy Malone, M-E-N. No.
Bugsy Malone. You know? Mr. Snowman on production. Watch this, I got a brand new 3-bedroom crib with spotlights in the ceiling, it's sick. Got a beanbag in the computer room, all I need now is Grand Theft Auto 6. Got an office and everything cocaine white. In the morning it can get too bright, but it doesn't affect me these days, cause I've been staying up way too deep in the night, thinking about before it all went bad. Before the day I met my real dad, before I knew about money and bills, and now they both made my mum get sad. Sat counting about 25 bags, I'm running out of elastic bands. Cause it turns out, when you make money on the road, there's nothing you can do with the cash, so I jump in the S-Line driving fast, hoping I'll bump into my stepdad. Could he say mental abuse is worse than physical abuse, and I wanna get him back, but I don't wanna do another custodial sentence in a 4x4 pad, and I gotta take this time to apologise to my best friend, cause we almost crashed. Let me try and explain, it's intricate because I've never been playing, it's intimate because I never contacted a counsellor to get rid of this pain. I walk with it and now I'm going insane, losing control of my own brain, watching documentaries on serial killers and feeling that I can relate. Did you find that strange? Yeah? Okay, well let me get this straight. I do a life sentence or I don't make it, it's cause I could not handle the pain. I don't wanna hear nobody complain about that's good talent gone to waste. Cause if I didn't go through what I went through, then you would've never downloaded my mixtapes. And let me confide in you, let me get it off my chest. Turns out no matter how many tracks I make, I still can't handle the stress. But I don't watch all the indirects. True say man might see me as a threat, I don't mind going out as a legend, as long as I'm known as Manchester's best. So picture the scene, I'm sitting in my corner sofa in peace, until I got a call. Have you seen yourself in the papers? You wanted by the police. And I was like, what? And it was hot. What do you want to know? What was a lot? The night before was the night that I went on Twitter, had a direct message from Sloth. Just my luck. Let me do a Vincent Van Gogh, cause you know I paint pictures with words, and I still not published one book. I was in Panacea trying to get to the bar, and my man didn't want to let me pass, push me into a family of brothers. Before you knew it, I'd already been crap. But let me remind these fools, into the devil I turn. They step back, I step forward, play with fire and you're gonna get burned. But I must apologize in advance, cause I didn't want it to end so bad. See what happened from there was loose. I was in the Manchester Evening News, it said he got violently attacked outside in a taxi, he was whacked and could have died. But that's how you know what the papers tried. It was self-defense, that's a blatant lie. I'm stereotyped. And do you wanna know why? I'm a different guy. When I was about 8, my mom moved to an area that was heavily white. I was in school looking like Wesley Snipes, Ben Sherman's in a second-hand bike, feeling like a donut cause I'd already been stabbed by the time I was year 9. Mom didn't want me to see my side, told me that too many people died. Between like 91 and 99 there was a gang war and violent crime. My uncle's face got tore up by the pellets of a shotgun like Frankenstein. I was sat with him in an M3 that could do not 60 in 4.5, one hand holding the steering wheel, moving quicker than a Batmobile, driving around Cheetah Mill when I was about 9, back when the hood was real, a villain, taking securical boxes, and I don't care if it's hot. You don't mean Russell Crowe when they mention the gladiator in the gang war book. The first guy that I ever looked up to, he was like Batman without a suit. Now it's my turn to try and put Manny on the map, I just hope I can do it like you. Hope I can get 1 million views, hope that I never get caught with food. Hope that Charlie can breathe alright in the smoke, cause I set fire to the booth. And when I realised that grime was English hip-hop, forget about all the tunes, forget the playlist, I wanna go down in history like Tutankhamun. Bugsy Malone, leave that playing. I dedicate this one to Dane, my little cousin. You didn't make it. Rest in peace, man. See you soon, my brother.
That was M.E.N. by Bugsy Malone. We're feeling that.
I'm a fan of Bugsy. He's
money on the map.
I'm putting money on the map, rude boy.
Money on the map.
So I know we have now been joined in the studio by the sensational, one and only, excellent
TV,
Marlon Davis.
Hey, yes! Wagwan, guys, everybody good? Everything good?
It's all right.
It's all right. it's jumping off in here, to be fair.
It is, man. It's nice. I was listening to you guys before. You were talking about your car troubles.
Yeah.
I'm having the same thing at the moment.
Is it?
Same thing. I was trying to sell my car today.
You pick the tube strike day.
Tube strike day. It's like, you need to get to work. No, that's what it is. Like, I got my car. I bought this car. It's a BMW 1 Series. And I got it from a guy on the side of the road that was selling strawberries. I should have known. He spelled car for sale with K.
So basically, you tried to sell your car the same way like people try to sell laptops and stuff.
Absolutely.
You just pulled up. Winded the window down.
It's the same thing.
Do you want to buy a car?
Trust me, I've been doing it for 2 days.
Laptop.
2 days. I was in Sheffield yesterday. Because I had a gig up there.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna try and sell my car. And I got up there early. And I rolled up to this car lot, this trade place. And I was like, you do park exchange? And he was like, where are you from? I said, from London. And he goes, so you just rolled up here.
Dodgy!
And
kind of you said, why your car?
Yeah. And he goes, not really funny, mate. You're a black guy with a chain on.
I'm gonna go.
I don't mean to take offence.
Do you mind if I go over your car with an ultraviolet light? Just gonna have to check a couple of things. What about these cotton shops?
That's what it is.
But you said you bought this car.
I bought this
from a guy who's selling strawberries at the side of the road.
Yeah.
Now, my general rule in life is I won't do deals with people who try to throw in an extra bonus deal by saying, "Buy my strawberries, and I'll chuck this little motor in there for you."
That's what it is. I think, you know what I mean? It's a little bonus.
It's
sweet.
How much did the complete package cost, the strawberries and the car?
The strawberries and the car, it came up to $5,000.
Right.
Which was a great deal for a BMW 1 Series.
How many strawberries did you get, though?
I got 18 strawberries.
Well, strawberries cost $2,000.
I tell you what, you might need to get some strawberries back if you want to sell it again. That could have sweetened the deal.
It probably did. I went back to the guy and I was like, listen, the car's not working. And he goes, not me. And I said, what do you mean it was not you? You were the same guy. He goes, no, it was not me. It was my brother. Not me. And I believed him. I said, it must not be the same guy.
Didn't you ask for a photograph of him and his brother? That makes you take some proof. You know, anyone can walk around and just go, oh, no, I have a brother who looks exactly like me.
Yeah, he looked like Shaggy as well. and he's amazing.
Going around going, it wasn't me.
Yeah. It was amazing.
I want to see a picture of this car now because
it's outside. Like, what it is, you can't see it from here.
It's got a for sale sign in the window.
Yeah. A K. Yeah. A car.
And a box of salt strawberries on the front seat.
Yeah, it's a little sweet, though. It is. Some people like pineapples. I've got some pineapples. In there, so
whatever fruit you like.
Yes, it. Fruit of the loo.
I remember that. They used to make every T-shirt back in the 90s.
That's it.
Every T-shirt.
Yeah.
Joel Blogs as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, back in those days.
Yeah.
Wow. Like spliffy jackets.
Oh, no.
I never had one of them. I thought I weren't cool enough in those days, but in hindsight, I was actually too cool for one.
Really?
Never actually had one, yeah. Did you have one?
Yeah, I got it from a guy selling strawberries on the side of the road.
Nice. So, Marlon, you are a sensational comedian.
Oh, thanks very much.
Absolutely excellent. If you haven't seen Marlon Davis before, make sure you go out and check him out. You will not be disappointed. But
MarlonDavis.co.uk, by the way.
We'll give you an opportunity to plug it in a minute. Don't worry about it. We're coming up to that.
He literally wants people to tune out and go on.
Right now. Stay tuned in. Right. So the thing is, Marlon, you may well be an excellent comic. But you're coming on this show, sir. You're coming on this show, and you're... I don't know whether you realise, you're about to be asked the big questions.
Oh, the big
questions.
Big questions, okay? That you've probably never been asked before, okay? Mm. The tough questions that life throws up.
Yeah, that's why we didn't prep you, bro, because we want the real answers coming from the heart on these questions, you know?
Big questions.
Big questions. Are you ready to deal with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Sounds confident.
All right. You ready?
All right, okay. So, first question. Uh-huh. Would you most like to have been a member of the Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, or X-Men?
Oh, gosh! Take your time with this one.
No, I don't need to take my time with this one.
Oh!
I've never watched X-Men.
What?
No, never liked it at all. I only liked the song.
Oh, the title song?
Yeah, and then I had to turn it over.
You tune in for the song and then go,
that's it. The Moomins are on the channel. That's how it was. So now you're talking about Power Rangers or Ninja Turtles.
Ooh.
Not the Ninja Turtles that they have nowadays.
No.
I'm talking about old school Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
And I was Michelangelo.
Is it?
Michelangelo.
Party dude, yeah?
Yeah, because...
Like pizza.
I liked a bit of pizza.
Good.
Yeah, and he had... He was called M. M for Michelangelo, and
M for
Marlon.
Same initial.
It was just that simple.
That was it.
And also...
That was the thought behind it.
He was a party dude.
Party dude. There you go.
But you watch it now, he's a stupid idiot. he's the worst one. I would definitely be Raphael. Raphael was the guy.
Hot-headed Raph.
Yeah, and then the Power Rangers, that's all racial. So let's leave that out. Right.
Do you mean the fact that the yellow Power Ranger had to be Chinese, the black Power Ranger had to be black? Okay.
And the white Ranger had to be
very white. And was
the strongest one.
KKK.
Even had a different suit and everything. Everyone had the basic suit, you had the upgrade.
That's right. White supremacy.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Let's not talk about
and that's it. When Marlon tuned out at age 10.
No, but they all came. The moral of the story is they all came together
and
fighted evil.
Mm.
So that's what it's all about, really, people.
But the White Ranger sat in the middle.
A little bit more than everyone else.
That's true, though. The Black Ranger was on the side.
Yeah.
When they moved together and they were all in the compartment together, he was on the side.
Yeah. That's it.
it just like an arm or something like that. You know,
you'd be the arm, I'd be the head.
You're the legs, because you can run fast, but the White Ranger's the head and that.
Oh god!
So you're going for?
I'm going for turtles.
Just going for turtles,
even though they live in a sewer with a big rat.
Yeah.
And hanged out
and
with
their questionable
April O'Neil.
Parenthood of the turtles.
Yeah,
they need a DNA test going up in there. That's where Jeremy Carl needs to come in.
I think so.
Mm. What, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles DNA test?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Splinter's their real dad, by the way. That's
how he rolls with it.
It's Krang.
That's
Trader!
How
I'm going to kill those turtles.
I love it.
I'm not paying child support! I never understood why he lived in the belly.
Well, he couldn't really do it. Yeah.
He was the brain.
Yeah, but the brain right there.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Go from the core.
Yeah. Better than a six pack, that is. Yeah.
Would you rather a six pack or a Krang?
Or Krang. That would have got Peter Andre a lot of attention back in the day when he's doing his six pack. So he had a Krang there instead.
Right. Now it's
big
time.
Questions.
Big Another question. Big question Another coming big your question. Way. Get ready, Marlon.
Oh, good.
Get ready.
Oh, good.
Would you rather
have
bad breath or smelly feet?
You see, the thing is,
you got to choose one of the other.
It's got to be the feet, innit? It's got to be the feet. You know why? Because you can contain the feet.
Contain it?
You can contain the feet by shoes.
Not at bedtime, you can't.
Well, you could.
Well, you got to wear socks in the bed.
I do wear socks in the bed.
Oh.
Ooh.
If I'm with a woman.
Wow.
Because my
what would you do when you were a man?
Sorry, listen.
Well, them socks come off.
Socks
come off.
Yes!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, socks on always, even when I go swimming.
Frank, for you, the socks are coming off.
Oh, wow.
Cool. So you're going for feet.
That's I'm going for feet always, because the breath, I don't know if you can smell it right now.
No, you're cool, mate. Cool. You're across the table from me. I'll back you. Definitely.
But it's the thing, though. You know when you speak to someone with really bad breath, it affects you instantly. Mm. It affects the conversation.
That's all you think about.
The conversation ends.
That's
it ends you. Yeah, and that's all you think about. It's like, oh, God.
Jesus, stop talking.
Yeah.
And they want
to
go
and
on.
And then you start turning your head and start talking to them sideways. Yeah. But then they start breathing it into your ear.
I know.
When you kiss people with bad breath as well, it's just bad news, isn't it? You can't get into it.
You kiss them?
Sometimes you don't know until you actually get closer to them, and then you're doing it, and then you're like, oh, I'm in the middle of this, and
smokers?
Potentially smokers, but generally, like, never kiss someone who's just been out for a run. That's a bit
Johnny Cochran learned that the hard way.
That's a bit of life advice.
Come here, you've just done your 50K. Come, give me a kiss.
Oh, wow.
I just won the marathon.
Double marathon.
It's like Gandhi's flip-flop.
Wow.
I didn't know you know Gandhi like that.
So what you're saying is, like, you know, like, the athletes... Mm. You know, the runners, like Mo Farah and that, he's done the whole thing. He's won.
They're mashed.
And then the report has to come in.
No, man.
Yes. And they don't really want to talk.
That's why you never see the reporter.
I'm going to look at it a bit differently.
That's why you never see the reporter in the shot. That's why they're always off cam.
Yeah.
Because they're like that.
Yeah.
They got it on a stick.
Arm's length. keep your distance. Jesus. Absolutely.
Get out the shot.
And his foot must stink as well at the same time, so it's double whammy.
Yeah, yeah. He hasn't taken them socks off. So, but you're going, you'd rather have. You'd rather have smelly feet. Okay, next big question. Big question. Okay. If you could give anyone in the world a free punch, right? Ooh. No repercussions whatsoever. Free not even punch. Anyone thinking you're a bad guy. Oh. Who would it be? Free punch.
Probably the guy that sold me the car.
I just wanted strawberries.
I was going to punch him, but it wasn't him, so I don't know which one to punch. That's
you get his brother instead.
Yeah. Jesus.
Okay, but awesome. Right, the guy who sold him the car, he's getting a punch.
You didn't even have to think about that.
No, I just knew. It was another guy. I was thinking of Brian McFadden.
got a different polar opposite.
Yeah.
One's quite personal and has really done something to Marlon in his life. The other one's just Brian McFadden, ex-Westlife member.
No, you need to expand on that one.
It's not because he's got a punchable face that he does, but it's not that. We was on a panel show together, and he threw a sausage at me.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
What, you just dashed a sausage?
Was it cooked?
It was like a fake reaction. So they just made the sausages. Yeah. So, like, you had to guess which one's the nasty sausage that they were eating. Mm. And I was like, oh, how's that sausage taste, Brian? He was like, it's all right. And I said, no, you can see water in his eyes.
Yeah.
Something's there, Brian. I said, Brian, does that sausage taste better than Kerry Katona?
Oh, gosh! Oh,
bang.
Mother went there.
And he took the sausage and threw it at me, and it hit my chest. And exploded in my face.
Oh, gosh.
And the man them saw that.
Oh, you should have tried to control it. You know, you should have brought it down.
Yeah. Ronaldo style.
Control it.
But, nah, that's what it is. They cut the line about Kerry Katona.
Oh, so it just looked like he just dashed it again.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So, I'm not allowed in the hood.
So they basically... They mugged you off, yeah.
Yeah, they mugged me off and man them in the hood saw it.
So the guy who is famed for singing, I'm flying without wings, has really done you over and everyone's seen it.
Yep.
Yeah, so you need that punch. You need that punch.
Yeah, way more than that guy that sold you the car.
Yeah, the guy is probably his brother anyway. Yeah. It's definitely Brian McFadden.
That's only one.
I know. Do you have one more big question? Big question before we move on to spoilers on screen because we've got much to talk about.
Right. Marlon.
Right.
Name one thing you could never live your life without.
My phone or Wi-Fi or my son.
Which one?
Phone, Wi-Fi, or your son. But you don't mean the sun in the sky. Do you mean your offspring?
Yeah.
Phone, Wi-Fi, or my offspring.
Hey, think about this one,
That's a tough question.
I know. It's the big questions.
I can buy Wi-Fi. I might be able to buy new. It's my son. It's definitely, my son.
I'm pretty sure you could go to that guy selling strawberries and he'll sell you a new son. The boy comes first. Listen, here's your bananas. This kid's name's Jacob. He's coming home with you as well. Okay, this one's $7,000. Yeah.
I love how he gives you the fruit with everything.
Oh, good.
So what do you reckon? What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's definitely Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi?
No, it's not. It's like,
what could it's you not move out?
My son. It's going to be my son. That's the answer.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's going to be like phone boxes from here on out, yeah?
Yes.
I think it should be your son. Let's be clear, it should be your son there, Mara.
No, it's his decision. Don't put words in his mouth.
Boy, phone, son. Yeah, I'll have to go with son. And I'm boring.
You know what? Nah, he did do something a bit messed up the other day.
Would he draw on the walls?
Yeah, draw on the walls.
Oh, wow. Man,
that's annoying.
Yes, we did.
Wi-Fi's never let you down, has it?
Sometimes, a couple of connections, you know, Sky, because I'm with Sky.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what it is. And then,
yeah, but I bet your phone has saved your life a couple of times.
It has, yeah.
Ooh. Nice.
And my son hasn't.
Nice. Got to factor that
if anything, you saved his life a couple of times.
And you don't have to keep feeding your phone to keep it alive. So.
And it's less expensive than my son.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my phone. I'm going with my phone.
We've come back from the brink. It's phone. Oh,
it's the phone.
Most important thing in your life.
Phone.
Awesome. Those were the big questions. How did that go for you?
It was pretty good.
I think, you know, there's
a lot of big questions.
You got through it, man. You got through it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got through it well, and the major revelation by the end is that you want to punch Brian McFadden and you'd rather have your phone than your son. those are the headlines.
And that's what's important.
You know what? That's just how it is.
Yeah, fair enough.
He'll understand.
He didn't come on this show to be judged.
Not at all.
We are moving in to our spoilers on screen section.
Spoilers on screen.
And that is where we get to talk about things that are coming up on TV. Mm. Some of the programmes you might have watched, Marlon, some of them you may actually be coming up appearing on. Because there's one of the programmes that I want to talk about.
Yes.
Is Safe Word.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Safe Word.
Yeah.
On ITV2.
On ITV2.
Thursdays at 10 o'clock.
Thank you. That saves me the effort. Well,
You're on it.
I'm plugging it because I'm on it tonight.
You're on it tonight?
Yeah.
It was hilarious. It was an amazing episode. Everyone said that was the best one.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Cheers.
I wasn't on it. No, but everyone was talking about it, you know, like Polly. Polly was talking about it. She was like, oh my God, it was amazing. And you had Tinchy Strider, didn't you?
We had Tinchy Strider and Louis Spence on.
So Louis was on your team. And you had to defend Louis.
And
you had to get at
Tinchy Strider, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great.
He's a great sport to be fair. He's a really nice bloke, Tinchy. He took it on the chin. But I'll be honest, you don't know what they're going to show, but if they show after stuff that actually went on, it will be really funny tonight because Louis Spence is absolutely.
He's a nutcase.
he is worth his weight in gold on this star. Yep. He's so out there.
Yeah,
he's born to kind of be like that sort of personality on those kind of shows, isn't he? He's like the perfect kind of.
Well, the thing about it is, like, when you see people like this on screen, you think. Do they just, like, play up to the camera and then kind of go home? This is what he's like all the time.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm saw him in the hallway. And he was saying some stuff. I'm not sure if I could say the stuff on here.
Well, you can if you want, yeah.
He was talking about, you know, like, what he gets up to. in his spare time.
Yeah.
Men that don't wear any socks.
No socks!
No socks at all.
Maybe a little
tootsie. Leave your socks at the doors, gentlemen. Nice.
I was like, wow! Because I was in the dressing room, but I could hear his voice like, open up the door, and his eyebrows went up and down. And was like, oh my God. It's really him, and he's really the same. It's so... Ah, that must have been great. He's brilliant.
He's brilliant. What about your episode? What episode did you? Was on your one?
I had one with this lady called Katie Price.
Ooh.
Or Jordan when she's a slag. we had to rinse her, and we had Joe Swash that I had to defend as well.
Oh, okay.
And it was great. It was a good episode. But what was happening is that every time, every round, they kept coming up to us and saying, "You can't say this." So all of my jokes had to keep on going. So I had some stuff to talk about, which was... I could talk about it now.
Yeah.
Basically, she's got a sex tape that's about to be released.
Another one.
Wow.
And the better one, because the last one was rubbish.
Is that the Dame Bowers one?
Dame Bowers one? Like, no, not that one. You've seen the Dame Bowers one?
Who hasn't? I love it. I'm sorry, yeah.
Because like, that's what I said to her. I was like, was it like fucking a guy with bigger tits than you? Like, it was like that kind of thing, and then they were like, "No, you can't say that."
This is the trouble with TV, man. They keep editing you, man.
You can't say those things. I was like, "What about Dwight York?" No, you can't talk about Dwight York. I said, like, "What about Alex Reed?" No, you can't do anything with Alex Reed in it. Why? You just can't. I was like, "Well, like she said that like she had to take on the male role in the bedroom."
Yeah.
And I was like, I had a joke about him. Like, what's it like? Finding his clitoris, like, you know, and they were like, "No, you can't say these things."
Alex's clitoris is strictly off bounds. I repeat, you cannot talk about Alex Reed's clitoris.
No, that was it. And then I was like, "What about the strap on then?" "No, you can't talk about the strap." "What about Pete Andre?" "You cannot talk about Pete Andre." "So what can I talk about?" "Her boobs." "Well, she ain't got any more." He was like, "Yeah, I know. Why don't you say her boobs look like a bouncy castle?" "That's not funny." "It will be funny. We'll pull it in."
So, I bet they dub over you, innit? They're going to dub over you.
So it was like that. It was weird. It was a weird, weird experience. But it was still a funny episode.
Yeah, great. It's still a great episode.
You keep getting edited on TV, man. Well, that's one thing. You're uncensored here, bro.
I can say what I want to. I can talk about you.
You can. You can even try and sell your car on here. You it.
Anyone wants to buy a car? BMW 1 Series.
There you go.
It's an 08 plate. But 84 miles on the clock. Nearly 85. All right.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And some strawberries if you're lucky. Here you go.
But safe word overall, great show anyway.
Brilliant show.
It's on Thursdays tonight at 10 PM. Do check it out. I'm on this week. I think you're on next week, aren't you?
Two weeks time.
There you go. Check it out, guys. Apart from that, we also watch a show called True Detective. You know, you haven't seen that before, have you, Marlon?
I've seen the fake detectives.
The fake detective.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Is that... What's that?
That's another detective that just rolls around.
It's fake. Yeah. It's not true. No. Okay.
So have you done this? He goes, no.
Oh, right. Fair enough. Well, True Detective stars Colin Farrell and...
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn's in it.
Wow.
It's an all-star cast. Got Rachel McAdams. She's in it as well.
Yeah. Oh,
it's brilliant.
Mm. Season one?
Season one is Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
So what season are we now?
Season two. It's great.
Yeah?
It's great. But it's just getting better and better. Are you up to date now, I know?
I've just finished watching episode 7.
Yeah.
Season one.
That's the latest one, isn't it?
I think so.
What happened to the at the end? Yeah. So there was a killing. There was a murder. A big character gets dropped.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, for the people who ain't... You know, they're probably turning off anyway.
And you know what? It was a sad death because of all the people to go, he didn't deserve it. Out of the three main.
They keep doing that though. Don't they make you love a character.
Had a little bubba on the way as well. You know,
a little bubby.
On the way. You know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just moved in with his girl. His girl's mum come to live with them. You know, prep for the baby and that.
Yeah.
Basically, what's happened is they've uncovered this kind of, like, secret sect, if you like, that have, like, these wild kind of sex parties and stuff like that.
Massive.
But, like, all the main players in the state are involved in it, like the mayor and all of this kind of thing.
Illuminati.
Yeah, it's exactly that kind of stuff.
Eyes wide shut.
Yeah, it's an eyes wide shut party, basically. The girl goes in, kills the security, she's just stabbing people up. It's a wicked show, you should check it out.
She did take out at least two people, didn't it?
Yeah.
At least two.
And the greatest line, she came out, because they basically got her high on drugs to go into this party, she was undercover. the people who ran the party, and she was a girl who
you can't go in.
She was undercover.
Yeah.
So like, she had to get high on drugs to go in there.
Yeah, because they forced all the girls to, you know. And then, so she's kind of out of it.
Right.
She ends up killing the security guard, and she comes out. She basically has to run for her life out of this party because she's just killed someone. And the greatest line she comes out with, she goes, I think I just killed someone. I think I've just done it. Couldn't even be sure. I think I've just stabbed a man to death.
Wow.
It's a wild
party, isn't it? It's a wild party. It's nuts because she's like a bit mash up as she's walking through the party. And you can see in the background, there's everyone just doing all sorts of things. It's like, gosh, what is this party? Where do I get the invite?
Absolutely. Never left a party and said, I think I've killed someone. The last little show, by the way, I'll give you. Do you watch People Just Do Nothing, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Just Do Nothing. It's absolutely wicked.
Yeah.
And Humans, that's the other show. Now, Marlon, how can everyone find out about you? Like, your contacts and stuff?
Yeah, it's Marlon_Davis. That's on Twitter.
Cool.
Yeah, it's Instagram. No, Instagram. I am Marlon Davis.
You are?
Yeah.
There you go.
I am Marlon Davis.
And
that's what it is, really. And then you've got a website, which is marlondavis.co.uk. And you also got Facebook. You can go on that. And you can follow me on Periscope and everything else. I'm on the street. I've got Shadow.
There you go. There you go. Thanks for coming
on
the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
I'm at Johnny I. Cochran.
I'm at I. Nell.
We're at Johnny and I. Nell. And we'll be back next Thursday at 4 p.m.